It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
And hello, folks. It's us. And we are in Heavy D's bathroom. Yes, we're in the bathroom because... she lost a bet. Now, should we explain this bet first?
Yes.
Okay. So, I ordered a 3D printer. And it came in two parts. And the company, Bamboo, which is where I ordered it from, they sent the filament and other supplies that I had ordered via FedEx, and they sent the printer itself UPS.
It's to confuse the cargo thieves.
So we ended up having a bet, and you know, because Steph here thought that UPS would make it first.
They do in my residential neighborhood.
And I ended up with FedEx, and the stakes of the bet were whoever loses has to chug this Kirkland hard seltzer grapefruit.
It's fake fruit.
It's fake grapefruit. So it would have been safe for me and you, because
yes.
You are
we are only held together by medication.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them where this hard seltzer came from.
Oh, it came from her best friend's bachelorette party, which was back last June?
Yes.
Let's see. Best Buy, 23 November 2022.
God damn it.
Well, it sucks any, you know, it wasn't best any time.
Yeah, and neither of us likes the hard seltzer.
So
if I recall...
By the way, just to let you know, the supplies package, you know, the filament and stuff came FedEx yesterday at about 12:30. And I'm still waiting on my printer. It was supposed to be in today. It's apparently on the truck, but... The driver couldn't get it out of his truck. You know, it was buried under a bunch of stuff. So he's like, well, I'll come back later. He goes, I'm back in this area at 3. I'll come back. And I left at 4 and he still hadn't been back. My boss is still at work because he had stuff to do. So we'll see if I ever get it.
You're going to get it.
I'm going to end up having to file a claim and get a refund.
I think that you're being a little dramatic.
No.
You are rightfully disappointed. They told you it would be here today. It was not. I don't think it's going full refund. I think they'll find it on the truck and you'll get it tomorrow. But what do I know? I picked UPS and I'm standing in a bathtub holding a white claw.
And I'm waiting. What I'm waiting for is to see attempted delivery, even though my boss is at work right now.
Okay, so if I remember shotgunning, the closer I do it to the bottom...
The closer to the bottom, the more you have to drink.
I know, and I don't want to hurl, so I am old. Well,
but you want to do it because you have to get it...
Oh, that's right. I'm drinking from the bottom and opening from the top. Thank you.
Yep. So... I'm going to get wet.
That's not the splash curtain. That's just the cloth one.
Well, it'll still help, you know. This is like mask stuff, you know. It's like...
Ah!
Ready? Set?
No!
Go! She's doing it.
Ah, shit, it's cold.
I know. It is.
I should have let it come to room temperature.
Yeah, well.
All right, I think I'm like halfway there.
You can, you know. You...
I said I'd do it, and I'm going to do it, Jason. If Tyler doesn't back out of a bet. It is so cold.
Well, I told you in chat the one day, if I would have lost this bet, I would have drank this shit out of a golden chalice while wearing a smoking jacket. Because, you know, I mean, I would have been thrilled.
Okay, I have something to say.
Okay.
This isn't as bad as I remember.
Oh, I think it's horrible. It's like, you know, to me, the flavor of these is like they showed it a picture of the fruit or whatever it's supposed to taste like.
The Costco ones are actually better than the name brand. They've got more flavor. What they have, though, is this gross aftertaste.
Okay.
They do need to, in the splash zone.
All right, well, that's done. Congratulations. And you are a good sport.
That was my idea.
Take a picture of the can with the hole in it.
I'll take a picture of the can in my bathtub.
So, all right, well, we'll be right back. Okay, now that we're
out of the bathroom,
yes. Now we're in the kitchen again.
We're like R. Kelly, but without the sex offending.
That's not a lot of broccoli. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you like flipped it out. And...
Are you the broccoli police?
Yes, I am. Oh, yeah.
You're right. One plate would have made more sense.
So
that was exciting.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
You want sour cream on your potato?
Yeah, sure. So hopefully my boss messages me and says it's been delivered. Is it still good?
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. Mm. It's got that settling, but
mm-hmm.
That's just dairy.
It's like, how do you tell when sour cream goes bad?
It turns green.
I know.
Ask me how I know.
So yeah, it was kind of a grumpy-ish day for me.
I poured boiling water all over my hands earlier.
Oh, that's not good.
So my knuckle just healed from my last burn, and then...
Oh, no. Now you have more burn.
It's actually looking better than I thought it would, because I put an ice pack on it.
Oh, that's good.
But it happened during a meeting.
Oh!
You know, because that thing that I can't talk about. So, I was, like, trying to connect to the meeting and pour water for tea, and... Then as soon as I connected, the meeting coordinator wanted to talk to me, and I was like, this is great audio, but I'm making a dramatic...
Yes, she's making a dramatic face. Trust us.
Yeah. I was like, this is not how I planned today.
Oh, yay. Ooh, those look good. Baked potato.
Baked potato, chicken patties from Aldi's.
Mm-hmm.
The Aldi's. And broccoli.
From the Aldi's.
Once we started saying that, I couldn't stop.
Oh, I know.
It's like trying to explain Borthole or Explorn to people. Oh. It's gonna happen. One of us is gonna say it at work.
Explarn. I don't know if I'm gonna end up saying it because I really don't. I don't, you know. I don't really say explain at work.
I say it all the time. And every time in my head, there's this voice whispering, say explarn, say explarn. And I very professionally say explain. Your mom gave me these silicone lined up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are great.
Because you know who else burns her hands almost every day?
My mom.
Your mother.
Oh, yeah. She's really good at that.
I've got a lot in common with your mom. Sometimes I think that's, like, why you're attracted to me.
No.
Like, you know, they say we recognize patterns set by our parents.
No, it's not an Oedipus complex with me.
I'm not saying it's an Oedipus complex. I'm saying you recognize it as comforting and familiar. And you're like, this woman burns herself all the time. And also shotguns white claws in a bathtub.
I mean, that's just attractive. I mean, that's a turn-on right there. I mean, you could put that on a Tinder profile and...
You know what the turn-on is? Is that I made a stupid bet, I lost that bet, and I followed through.
That you did.
That was fun, though. I think the honeys should do more...
Shotgunning of alcoholic beverages?
No.
Bets?
I'm shocked that you would suggest that. What? Mr. Moderation.
Well, first of all, I would only shotgun, like, cheap, low-alcohol beer because...
Like, when we shotgun those High Life before watching Twilight?
Yes, I shotgunned a High Life. Thank you.
And then we watched Twilight.
Shotgunning beer in Twilight. Hmm.
My favorite part of that day was we got my brother and dad to participate. You know, my mom, of course, is a goer. She's down for anything, but Skip and Dad were a surprise. I think I might be a little drunk from shotgunning that beer.
Have you eaten much today?
No. Because I was dealing with that thing I can't talk about.
What's the alcoholic content of that stuff? Let's see.
Wait, I've got the can for recycling.
Well, I have the,
It's 5%.
I mean, that quickly with not a lot of food. It could, you know, it could bubble your brain a little bit.
I was telling the, my new doctor's resident yesterday about the time I did dry January and then went too long and then got hammered on one glass of wine. And this is not nearly that bad. The same kind of vibe.
I had one of my dragon's milks with you know, with low food. That was fun.
Yeah,
and luckily I was at home.
You know, the cool thing about that beer, though, is it has a lot of other stuff in it. Like, it's dense.
But, I mean, it's still 11%, and it's like...
Were you calling your best friend crying about Big Bird?
No, but I was like... I was... So, I wasn't drunk, but, you know, I was definitely a little tipsy. Because my brain was floating, and I was like, okay, I don't like this feeling much. I don't like this feeling of being slightly buzzed.
My favorite was the MMPR.
Oh, yeah.
We went to the one brewery.
Do you have any, I need food. Because I just had a 22-ounce, like, what, Three hours after breakfast, and...
It's the confusion for me, where you're like, I feel kind of funny. I don't know what's wrong with me, and I'm like, I think you're drunk, and you're like, I'm not drunk. I'm like, I think you're drunk, Jason. You were very cute, you didn't want to, admit that you were drunk, and I bought you a sandwich.
Luckily, And here's, you know, if I ever feel like this, I do not drive. I was not driving that day.
Remember when I drove your ass to Taco Bell?
Uh-huh. That was another... Me and 22-ouncers are just, you know, we do not get along.
Sometimes you have an unfamiliar alcohol in an unfamiliar container. Like what happened to me at the Macaroni Grill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. A tumbler full of wine.
And then your partner has to drive you home in your own car.
Uh-huh. You had to drive my ass to Taco Bell in your own car.
I made you give me a piggyback ride in the Macaroni Grill. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I think we're calling this episode Drunk Stories.
You know what? If these are our drunk stories...
I know, we're doing pretty well. Oh, I don't know if he listens or not, but Jonathan Brodbeck is celebrating a 22nd birthday today.
Oh, that's right. I think I saw on Facebook he's calling it his champagne birthday, which I love. It's giving Lawrence Welk. He won't get that because he's 22 and I'm Methuselah, but...
You're not Methuselah, jeez. You're 41. I think everyone figured it out. I'm 49. My brother's 51. My brother and his girlfriend are 51, and they're getting married in a week and a half.
So are you going to give a speech?
I don't know. I probably will. I'll probably say something. It'll have to be half snark. Just got everything I've said, like every time they post something about getting married, like on Facebook, I reply with something just, I say congratulations, you know, but I also have to reply with something a little, you know, just a little snarky, just because it's me. Thank you.
You or your parents ever thought you'd see him get married?
I have no idea. You know, I was not. No. I had a feeling, though, with Michelle, so.
Well, they've known each other for freaking forever.
I know. But he was playing the long game. So my brother knew this. He knew his fiancée in college. Back when he was, like, 21, 22. But he played it so cool that she went and got married a couple times before him and had kids.
But see, he lucked out because he skipped parenting and now he just gets to be a grandpa.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, well, we are getting ready to eat here and I don't want to chew into the microphone. You're welcome, Candace. So, shall we just call it quits here?
Let's do that.
Happy snacking, everyone.
Tater taters.